Good Saturday morning. Hey, you're here. You made it. You're tuned into the Home Improvement Show right here on KMOX. I'm Rich George, your host, here with you every Saturday. We're ready to tackle your home maintenance and home remodeling questions, tools, tips, upgrades, you name it. We've got it for you for the next 2 hours. I'm opening up the lines and to help you keep your home running smooth or guide you through that big renovation idea, whatever you've got going on, you can give me a call, 314-436-7900. Let's make your home the best that it can be. Now, if you've looked outside, if you take a peek outside, we're starting off sunny, nice, not real hot, but those temperatures, they're going to heat up quickly. So if you've got outdoor task ahead, you're going to want to get out there, make those gutter repairs, trim painting, deck maintenance, whatever you're up against, aim to get that done before this midday heat really sets in. Whether you're prepping for a weekend warrior kind of repair or gearing up for a bigger home project, that weather makes it clear. Earlier is your friend when you're out there. It's going to be great. So grab a cold drink today. Dial in with your questions. Again, you can find me at 314-436-7900. And let's go to work. We're here to fix up or plan what you need to do today. So plenty going on. We've got the full 2 hours for everybody today. The cards are... they're going to be on a little later towards the evening. And I've often thought, too, is, man, when they're scheduling these games, 4, 5 o'clock, August, St. Louis, man, does anybody think about that weather? How's it going to be then? Maybe they should be playing this at like 9 a.m. Let's get out there really, really early. Just last night, I was picking up dinner on my way home. It was about 5:30, 5:40, and I'm waiting at a light, and I'm looking at two guys on a roof. One's grabbing the shingles and throwing them down, and the other guy's nailing them all off, and I'm thinking, man, I wonder what time they started, because typically when this is going on, if the neighborhood will let them, boy, they'll even start 6 a.m., and noon, 1 o'clock, you got to be out of there. I don't know how you could be on a roof in that heat like yesterday all the way up till like 5:30. That's kind of amazing. But, hey, we've got some calls coming in, so let's jump right in there. Let's go to Paulette and see what's happening. How you doing? Are you there?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing great, really great. Thanks for calling in. What's happening?
Well, I have radiant heat, and I have a broken radiator that leaks water from the pipe that comes from the wall, and I don't know what company would I call. I can't find any that works on home radiators when I, before it was happened last winter. So I called a couple of places, and they only do automobile radiators, so there's nothing in the yellow pages, so I thought I would just wait until I could call you.
Oh, no, absolutely. So you're looking for one of two things, and if it's in the wall and it's the pipe coming to it, you can kind of look at it a couple different ways. One, you're looking for an HVAC company, because they work on the radiators and the systems and draining them and all of that. Some plumbing companies might be able to do that, but I would start with some HVAC companies out there and just ask them, make sure they work on radiant heat, but they can shut this, because they'll need to shut the system down, drain it, and then you can do kind of your plumbing repair where it's leaking. So they'll kind of come in, try and find that leak, what's happening while it's still going, and then they'll drain it down, everything, get the water out of it, make the repairs, put it back together, and then refill that system and get it up and running. And the HVAC companies are good for that, because what they have to do is they got to go around to all the radiators in the house and kind of purge them when they refill it and get the air out and get that system running and completely back full of water instead of any air in the lines. So,
oh, okay. So I need to do that. So yep. I've got one other quick question is, would sediment in a hot water heater be the reason that the hot water only trickles from the faucets or the galvanized pipes? This is a 1945 home, you know, and they have galvanized pipes, and I don't know if they're corroded or whatever. But anyway, it's hard for the hot water. I have to heat hot water and pour it in the bathtub, so I didn't know who I should call for that. I know I probably need a hot water heater.
Yeah, that one is definitely going to be a plumber, unless you were to go to a company that does more than one thing, like Hoffman Brothers is going to do plumbing and HVAC. So they could be actually
possibly
good for both.
Okay, so they might be able to help with both of those.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it makes it very convenient when kind of like what we do at Mosby. When you do so many things, it just makes it so convenient for the person because they're like, oh, yeah, you could take care of that. And if you got an electrical thing, they can work on that too. So.
Oh, right. I remember Scott used to always say, you know, when he would talk about Mosby, how they could do different things. But, you know, when you call somebody, they'll say, we can't do that, or what's your address and that. So I've just been having a hard time. I'm a senior citizen, but I want to do this now before it gets cold again. Because we had trouble with the heat, and now, I mean, I can't get any hot water, but...
Yeah, no, it's definitely...
Thank you for
helping me. Oh, you're welcome. And, Paulette, what I'd let you know, too, is that could be more than just the water heater, because that sediment, it builds up in the water heater. It kind of starts in the water and the type of water when it's getting heated and everything. It starts in that water heater, but it goes out through the house. So if you have... You could have it in multiple places, so they could change that water heater, and if you still don't get a good strong flow of hot water to your bathtub once they've changed that out, then you're going to kind of go from there to the bathtub looking at the water lines and taking out pipe and cleaning it out or changing it to copper or PEX or some other type of water line, because that it'll go out into the water lines and it'll start to build up at the faucet, at how it shuts off, and it'll build up inside those galvanized pipes also. So you could have three places where this sediment is in there and the water heater might need it and be one of them, but you could end up needing more going on. And a lot of times they can, when they take that water heater and change it, they can pour some like muriatic acid down into those water lines and see if they can flush out some of that sediment too. So sometimes a cleaning might work. So talk to them about all those different things and make sure that they understand my goal is to get better hot water pressure in my bathtub. So once they change it, they'll know to check that, make sure it's working good and or go on to the next step.
Oh, very good. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do. I just so appreciate it.
Oh, hey, you're very, very welcome. I appreciate you calling in. And, hey, we got John on the line, but let's get to our first break here. We're right about that time. So, John, if you can hang on real quick, we'll get to you when we return and everybody else when we return. 314-436-7900. I'll find you right here. More home improvement with John right after this. You're back. You're here. You're on the Home Improvement Show right here on KMOX. And anything you need, you can give me a call. Again, 314-436-7900. Get you in. Just like John has promised, let's go to John and see what's happening.
Hey, this is John from O'Fallon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's going on, John?
We got a 70-year-old house, and I just got done, and I'm taking down 30-year-old wallpaper, and I'm in the room right now. Luckily, it peeled right off, basically. And what I'm left is a residue of the old wallpaper paste. You know, a lot of it just flakes off that I can wipe off with the rag, but there's still some that's, you know, still there. What do I need to do to prep these walls to paint?
So, yeah, you definitely want to try and get as much of that residue off of there as you can, cleaning, wiping, to get that off and as smooth as possible. if there's some that's just absolutely not coming off, you just want to do kind of like a sanding, and then possibly if it's kind of bumpy still in places, some skim coating with some joint compound to kind of smooth that wall out. But yeah, you want to make sure the primer coat you put on painting, or if you get a paint that has primer in it, kind of primer paint all in one, you want to get something good like that to really stick to that. So the more that adhesive you get remove off of there, the better off you're going to be.
And one more thing about these walls, the textures of the walls is, and I don't know if it's the texture from the paint or whatever the walls are made out of. I'll just say it's the fine bumps, you know what I mean? So does that have any impact on potential sanding or, you know, to get rid of wallpaper paste residue? If I did any like sanding, is there a concern about sanding away the texture of the wall?
So is the texture just almost like a roller painted texture, like it's just been painted a bunch of times, or
you
is
know
it
what? I mean, it's just
sand
of a,
or
it would be a I would call it a coarse sand if it's you know, if it was some paint that had sand in it.
Yeah, if it's kind of a coarse sand that was in the paint, then that's gonna make the cleaning a little bit harder because you're trying to get kind of in all the kind of grooves because it's bumpy, and it's definitely the skim coating. Then you're trying to I would try and avoid that skim coating and spend a little more time cleaning with not necessarily a stripper, but goof off, things like that would work really well. Products like that would work well if you get spots that you're just having trouble getting to. Maybe get the original kind of nasty smelling oil-based goof off and use that to kind of soak it and wipe it off, and that'll help get some of that out of there. Because if you do any skim coating, then you're stuck. Yeah, your wall's going to look different when you paint it, and you're going to lose that texture, and you're going to be trying to put it back, and that takes talent. Nobody really gets it to match perfectly. It's very, very hard. But professionals can usually get it better, less noticeable than us weekend warrior kind of DIYers trying to put a texture on. But so, yeah, I would try and clean more of that and spend a little more time that way than trying to go to either scraping or any kind of skim coating. Any kind of sanding you try and do, I would do it very lightly, and I would do the entire wall. So whatever it affects the entire wall. So if it takes just a little bit of that roughness off and you don't push real hard, that's okay. Cause if you hit the whole wall with it, it's going to still look even.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, no problem. And boy, good luck with that. I'm glad that stuff peeled off like that. Like John said, cause sometimes that's the battle right there, is that wallpaper just does not want to come off. One trick getting products to soak into it. There's the tools that kind of poke the wallpaper and put like slight holes into it, so that then when you put the product on it, that's going to kind of soak in and make that wallpaper softer to peel off. There's a trick where you can just use some water and just some softener for your fabric softener that you would use the liquid fabric softener for your washing machine, and mix that formula up and put it in a spray bottle, and you kind of use that tool to poke those holes and spray that on there and let that set. Cause really what you're trying to do is get some sort of material, like a fabric backing material that's glued to the wall, to soften and loosen. So fabric softener is really what's in most of those wallpaper removal sprays. So that could kind of work for some of that glue, but goof off cleaning products are going to be a little bit better also for that. So, hey, we've got Tom on the line. Let's jump there real quick and see what's happening with Tom. Hey, Tom, you there? Can you hear me?
I am. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. What's up?
A couple of months ago, I believe you were discussing what I would refer to as a house whisperer. Someone that sits in your house and says, that noise you hear, that's coming from whatever. I've got a constant hum. It's almost like it sounds like a buzzsaw that emanating from the basement all the way up to the second floor. And I can't find the origin of it, whether it's a pipe buzzing or an electrical wire or what. Do you remember having that conversation with one of your guests?
I do not. I don't remember
okay.
talking with anybody about a sound or anything like that. I've definitely in the past, you know, doing this for like 30 something years and visiting people up front, I've had a couple times where people have had clients have had issues like that buzz sound, and they are definitely, I feel your pain. They are very hard to locate and figure out. And the only thing I could kind of say that we've tried and with limited success to see if it's in any of the pipes or anything like that running through the house, if your basement's open.
Yeah.
If you go into the basement and it's exactly like the old time mechanic. Remember when they put a screwdriver up against your engine block? And they put their ear right by it, and they'd go, oh, yeah, your ticking's in the left lower quadrant of this piston or whatever, and then they can fix your car. It's kind of the same thing is to kind of just go around, and do you feel anything vibrating? If you put that on there, does anything you hear change? And just it's a hit or miss task that especially if it's – and it usually is something – electrical, a low volt type of line or some type of electric line going to, and it happens a little more these days with electrical because of LEDs and switches and different types of lights.
Got it.
So okay. I would definitely think back to the time, you know, how long have you been there and the time that you started hearing this, have you done anything electrical to the house? Did you change any light fixtures or switches or anything? Because you'll get that buzzing from like a light switch that doesn't match up real well with an LED light fixture, especially if it dims, if it's like a dimmer.
I tell you what, the only thing I can think of around this time is when the optic fiber coming in for the cable. That's around when I started. But I'll dig around, and I hate to say it, I do remember the screwdriver and the pistons.
We're dating ourselves, but it works. You know, it can find things sometimes.
Okay. I appreciate your time. Thanks, sir.
All right. Hey, you're welcome. No problem at all. Appreciate the call. Wish I had a person or an answer, but I've tried to tackle this a couple times and truly haven't had a whole lot of success with it. It is definitely very difficult, and most success from that is trying to look back, think back, and go, okay, what's different from back here before I'd ever heard it to now? And is there anything that had happened that you could think of that and just try and see if that can maybe narrow it down. So, yeah, they run that fiber optic in. Maybe that's doing something with the low-volt cable lines in the house that may be changing them out. Could be in something like that. So good luck, Tom. And let's get into our middle hour break here, but we'll have plenty more home improvement questions, comments, concerns, whatever you need. 314-436-7900 right here on KMOX. More home improvement right after this. All right, we're back. Home improvement show. Got plenty of time for everybody today. Going to have a good time hopefully here. A lot of questions and concerns and comments and whatever you need, bring it in. Let's see what we could do to help you. 314-436-7900. And Scout's Honor, I'll do the best I can with everything that I know and have done over the years and have definitely done a lot in the past 30-something years in this industry. And really the coolest thing, and I was just actually – I was talking about this, so I came in on Thursday to KMOX, which was a whole nother experience. I was on Dave Glover's show for a quick interview segment about Mosby, and we talked about kitchens a little bit in our kitchen promo that we have going right now. And just coming in the studio, it was like when I come in here on Saturday like this, there's three people here that I see, and I am literally one of them. So coming in on Thursday afternoon at like 2 o'clock is like, wow, there's someone actually sits up at this front here. And there's people at some of these desks. And they were even like, oh, yeah. And all of the sales staff was at Fast Eddie's for something. And so they're like, we're missing so many people. And I'm like, this place is jam packed. But it was really cool because we were kind of talking about not just what we do and how we do it, but just what's the cool satisfaction that happens with kitchens in general. And I'm like, well, with most products in general, but kitchens for sure is one of the biggest with it, because and it's so satisfying for us because it's really what the client is getting out of that. Because you think, oh, I'm getting my kitchen remodeled, it's going to look nicer, it's going to do this. But when you really think about and you do it well, and you do it well for the client, it improves their life and their time with their family and in entertaining and everything that happens so much. It's just, it feels so good when someone really has that experience and you were able to help give that to them and really see it. So Thursday morning, we were doing a photo shoot at an outdoor kitchen that we did, kind of a whole outdoor patio kitchen, this little oasis kind of area. And it was for those barbecues and the family things. And the client also had a swimming pool put in around the same time as their access, and we're doing the patio. So now she's got this backyard that just brings the family there, and she did it so that her grandkids want to spend time there. And so the satisfaction in listening to her talk about the barbecue that we did and the big pool party and this chip bowl that I put out is like, this is how big it has to be, because this is how big the family is and how many people we do this with. And it really, it's just the satisfaction that you, the client, gets also during that if it goes well, if everything works in the end, and then as you use it, the kitchen's the heart of the home, the family's there, everybody gathers there, they help, they prep, they do, and it just, so much happens there. You get so much personal kind of enjoyment and satisfaction. So it's not just, hey, I got this really great, cool looking kitchen, and it is the best place to update for the investment in the home and getting your investment back when you sell, but also it's the investment that you get back in how you spend it with your family and the enjoyment and everything that happens. Do this also for yourself, because when you get it right like that, it's a great, great thing. And we just love it. And it makes us feel good, kind of like getting your calls, answering your questions, and really just trying to be helpful. It makes a great impact on us here at Mosby, knowing that we get to talk at the end and see that enjoyment in the smile and in the eyes and in the storytelling. So a lot of fun for us too. This is why we love to do this. So talking about doing this, let's go to Harlem on the line and see how we can help. You there, Harlem?
Yes, I am.
All right. What's going on?
Yes, I have a question. I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
And my question is, I want to paint my bathroom, and right now the colors are a soft ivory, and the tile is green. But I would love to just paint the green also. What do you suggest? What kind of paint, or should I even attempt it?
So, yeah, like the wall tile around the bathroom or in the shower?
Yes, all around it.
Yeah, so what I would recommend in doing that is there's glazing kits that a certain type of paint glaze that you use on top of a tile like that, and cleaning it right, getting it right, working on any of the grout to make sure that it's good before the glaze goes on. So if you're super daring, they do have these glazing kits for painting tile that you can get at the big box stores. But I tell you, you got to really be careful putting it on. It will show roller marks and kind of roller texture and paint brush strokes. And that it'll show that really, really easy and really, really well. And it's a really smooth, good, you know, surface that you want it to look almost like a perfect piece of glass. And if you want that, then you can go to, there's companies out there that reglaze tile. They'll come in, they'll kind of dress it up. They'll address the caulk and they'll address the grout, make sure everything looks good. They clean it and then they spray it like a glazing paint over that tile. And then you can pick any color you want and they can go right back over that and they'll tape and protect and it really turns out good. And it is paint on tile. So depending on usage, I mean, it's going to last really, really well if a professional does it. But even if a professional does it, if it's a bath, if it's a shower and it's the shower walls, and you can do the bathtub itself also, it will wear.
Right.
It'll wear off eventually. It's a paint job, but it'll last longer if a professional does it and gets it really well. And it'll the life expectancy will be up against how often you use it.
Okay, and it's only two of us in the house, and that really does, that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And I look forward to that. Well, I appreciate it so very much, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. I would definitely, look into that well and try and decide if you think you could do it. That'd be awesome. If not, I would look up, bathroom glazing companies that do that type of painting. Or you can call our office at Mosby Building Arts if you're looking for a company like that. I don't have it off the top of my head. But if you call Mosby at 314-909-1800, you can ask them who our trade partner is that we would use to get bathtubs and tile glazed in a bathroom. And if they'll either be able to look it up on a list and let you know, or they'll get you in contact with one of us that'll look it up and let you know.
Thank you so much. Have a great morning.
All right, you too. And I am having a great morning. We are moving right along. Tim, if you can hang on for just a quick moment, we'll get to Tim as soon as we return and get him in. And more home improvement to come after these messages. Stay tuned. Okay, we're back. More home improvement show right now and the following next hour. Plenty of time for everybody today. Get in with your questions. 314-436-7900. We've got Tim on the line. I think he has a comment about that buzzing noise. Hopefully he's been through this and has some good suggestion. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Rich, I went through this just last weekend. I had grandkids over playing in the hose. I had to leave for a minute. I said, just shut the hose off when you're done. I'll roll it up when I get back. I come home. It was off. I rolled it up, put the hose underneath the deck there. Well, Monday morning, I'm on two-story, I'm upstairs, and I keep hearing this buzzing noise. I'm hearing it, I'm looking all around. I'm checking my exhaust fan. I couldn't find nothing. I'm like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
Anyway, I went outside. They had turned the water off, but didn't completely turn it all the way off. I mean, it was just barely cracked.
Yeah.
And it was causing a buzzing noise in the plumbing pipes. And I would suggest to the guy, just turn the water off to the house and see if it stops.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's in the pipes, you know.
No, that's a good idea. Yeah, it's just kind of stop all the movement and see. Because really he's up against too is trying to figure out, is it plumbing or is it electrical? It's something like that. The other thing that you could do too, thinking of the electrical, and hopefully he's still listening in, is if you go to the panel box. You could try to just shut the whole panel box down, see if it stops, but you could also do each breaker one at a time. And if you got somebody listening to the noise and you're like, you hit a breaker and that noise stops, then you're like, okay, this is about narrowing it down. And trying to track.
I think your plan there is just like I said, I would try turning the water off to the house, see if that does it. If not, then I would do like you said, just one breaker at a time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that would be the simplest thing, I think.
Yep.
Trying to go around with a stethoscope and
exactly trying to try. Yeah, it's definitely a hit or miss. Try and narrow it down and hopefully you can find it. So hey, appreciate the comment there, Tim. Yeah. You take care too. That's awesome. And yeah, there's these things can be multiple things and they can be. It's definitely hit or miss. Takes a lot of time. And that's why it's hard to get companies to even want to get too involved unless that's something they're specializing in, or something. It's because it's just going to eat up so much time trying to figure out. It's going to get expensive and they're a little bit worried that you're going to get to the end and not have an answer and just not be super satisfied. Like, I really hoped you'd find it. Sorry, I did my best. So that can be, that can be a little disappointing when you've got professionals trying to do that and you're paying them. So, but it can be hard for sure. So let's jump in with Carol and see what's happening. Carol, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
I have a question. Just really need to figure out what the important things to consider with blowing in insulation in an attic. I have an air conditioning unit up there. So, what questions do I need to ask?
So, with the unit up there, it's definitely a different monster to get insulation in the attic because you have all those lines running around in the attic that go to all the registers in the ceiling, and you really want to make sure that those are not only covered up, but that all those lines are sealed, if they're taped at the end, and really any trunk lines up there, is it taped off? Is it sealed so that you're losing as little bit of your air that you're trying to pump through there as possible? So the biggest thing I would say, if you're having people come out to look at the insulation and kind of suggest what they would do, is I would just ask them kind of open-ended questions about that unit and that HVAC system and the ductwork and everything, and just kind of say, I mean, is there anything else other than just putting the insulation in that you might recommend that could make this better? And then listen to those answers and you'll figure out who's dealt with a lot of that and who hasn't. Because the really good people will say, yeah, we need to come in and we need to move all your insulation. We need to make sure all that's sealed. We need to put seal tape around all the seams and the trunk lines. And then we need to cover it all with the insulation. So you're going to possibly need even more than normal because you're trying to go over top of these pipes. And so you might need a little bit more in different areas. And if you get somebody that's really, really good, they may suggest, and something that we've done is kind of building like insulated walls, if you can imagine, around the actual unit itself. Because that unit will leak a lot too, and the temperature of it, it's like if you had that unit outside, if you had your furnace outside and you were trying to heat your home and it's running and trying to heat it, if it's in an outside temperature, it does not run nearly as efficiently as it does inside the home, and it doesn't work quite as well. You know, it's just not going to heat it up as quickly. So if they start talking about building a room around that unit to really close that in or something like that, then you know you really got somebody that's done a lot of this.
Yeah, I was actually already envisioning kind of like, how do you wall that off? And is that just a way to protect the blow stuff from going in? But you said to just make sure they tape around. Did I hear you say the tracks or the trunk?
The trunk line, like the metal trunk line.
Okay.
And most of the 6-inch lines that come off of that will probably be the insulated, flexible kind of pipe that's one long piece. So you just need to make sure the ends are sealed up real good. And a lot of them might even spray some foam around the backside of the ceiling to that stuff to kind of really glue it and lock it in so that it's not leaking air. What you're trying to do is stop that air from leaking into the attic space, which is considered outdoors. It's considered outside the envelope of the house. So it's it's cold. When it's 32 outside, it's 32 in that attic.
Or 140 when it's summertime and it's
exactly, yeah. You're trying to cool it. Yep. You got it.
The reason I was thinking of blowing is because I'm so afraid of somebody not stepping on the proper thing and going right through the ceiling. So is that an irrational fear?
Yes, because people that blow insulation into attics, they are well suited to know where they're stepping and walking around and walk on the trusses, and that does not happen very often.
I know. Well, like I said, it was irrational, but you have to think about it. All right.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for those points, and I'll make sure I get some information that way. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Just ask a lot of questions and then listen, and you'll get a good feeling for their answer and how educated they are and how often they've done it. But hey, we're getting into our hour break. We've got a whole nother hour coming up. We've got 97.1 coming in with us. So we'll have a bigger crowd. We'll have more time for you, another hour to go, more home improvement after this. 314-436-7900.